Praise Blog the Lord.
Talk Radio.
This is the day the Lord hath made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It is July the 16th, 2020. My beautiful, blessed sisters and brothers, God is a God that could do anything but fail, and he hasn't failed you yet. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes, this is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart, PhD, PhD, yes, double PhD. God is truly good. God is on the throne. He said to study to show yourself approved unto God. A workman needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We praise God and we thank God for another day, power hour of prayer. We thank God for your prayer requests. We thank God for your requests and your beautiful prayer rug. We thank God. We thank God. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021. Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. That's P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. And don't forget to listen to the WOLB, Dr. Pat Show, 1010 a.m. today. God is truly good. There's a word from the Lord for you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. God is a God that could do anything but fail. My beautiful, blessed sisters and brothers, we thank God for our realtor, Shanita Kelly. You can give her a call at 443-854-0977. That's 443-854-0977. Praying, powerful woman of God. Praying that your new home will be a blessing and not a burden. Praying that your new home will be a blessing to you and to all of your loved ones. God is truly good. Thank God for Jesus, praying that when you make that sale of the home that you're in, that that will be a blessing also. God is a God that could do anything but fail. We know the power of prayer. Call Shanita Kelly of Samson Realtors at 443-854-0977. Don't forget about Dr. David Gaines, our master electrician, located at 2103 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore. Yes, Baltimore City is blessed. That's why we're going through all that we're going through. Blessed men and women of God, continue to pray. Dr. David Gaines at 2103 North Charles Street. Give him a call. Make that appointment to get that natural hairstyle, 443-449-3631. Dr. David Gaines, 443-449-3631. Truly a man of God. God bless you, Dr. David Gaines, and your beautiful wife, Demetria. God bless you, Reggie. The master barber is on site, and we know that God is able. He's operating according to the CDC guidelines. Dr. David Gaines, please reach that 443-449-3631, our master electrician. Don't forget the family tree. The family tree is there for you to support you and help you with raising your children up. That's what it's about, raising the children up. We are our children or the future. We thank God. Stand in need of free respite, free child care? Give them a call at 443-451-9806. 443-451-9806. Need a break? Sudden emergency? Doctor visits? Job interviews? Doctor visits? Feeling overwhelmed? And you just need a break. And sometimes we do need a break. There's nothing wrong with that. Amen. Knowing that you need to take a break is very important. Give them a call at 443-451-9807. That's the Family Tree National Organization. All right, thank you, Jesus. 24-hour parenting hotline. Again, if you need someone to talk to, give them a call at 1-800-243-7337. The family tree is raising families up. The family tree is there for you, okay? 24-hour parenting helpline, 1-800-243-7337. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. It's been in existence for a number of years. You can also go online at familytreemd.org. Familytree, all lowercase letters, md.org. Kids Care Plus Respite Child Prayer Program. Kids Care Plus provides free short-term child care for ages 2 to 12. Do not leave your children home alone. Men and women of God, with this program, you can find a safe and nurturing environment for when you need it most. They provide drop-in care for up to 4 hours. with the same qualified staff and activities as full-time child care, operating according to CDC guidelines. The family tree is the place to be. 443-451-9806. God bless you real good. God is able, and God is a God that could do anything but fail. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. The family tree is waiting for your call. We're waiting for you to write to us, okay? We thank you for your prayer request, your praise report. We are happy to hear from you in Venezuela, Australia. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Isn't that a blessing? We are worldwide and international. We thank God because the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, glory, hallelujah. This morning I want to talk to you a little bit about forgiveness. I find that many men and women of God have not forgiven. You need to hear this morning. We're going to pray. But before you pray, you need to forgive someone. Thank you, Jesus. Didn't he say on that cross, Father, forgive them, they know not what they do? Don't go before the Lord with art in your heart. Don't give your tithes and offerings and you're angry and upset and mad with someone and expect for God to hear and answer your prayer. He's going to answer your prayer. Uh-huh. He's going to answer it, but not in the way that you intended to be answered. Cleansing of our mind, body, spirit, and soul. And that's why Worldwide Prayer of Faith Ministries deal with the total person. Thank you, Jesus. Forgiveness, somebody ought to say forgiveness. Forgiveness can cause your dreams to come true. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Tell someone to tune in right now. Tell them to give us a call right now and listen in. Someone you know need to forgive. Forgiveness can cause your dreams to come true, my sisters and my brothers. And if also you'd like to have a copy of this message, you can also write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229, and request your copy of this show July the 16th. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Forgiveness is the third type of prayers of cleansing. One of the major causes of unanswered prayer is unforgiveness. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Jesus repeatedly emphasized that you cannot pray aright if you are bound to grudges. Somebody's holding a grudge this morning. Prejudice, bitterness, and unforgiving attitude toward God, man, yourself, or the world in general. Somebody's just mad with everybody, mad with themselves, everybody to come in contact with, just mad and angry with the whole world. My God, and almost all of us are holding unforgiving thoughts. Don't forget about those thoughts. Sin is anything that you do, say, even think about doing. Unforgiving thoughts in one or more of these areas of your life. You're just angry with God, man, yourself, or just the whole world. And then you're holding grudges, unforgiving thoughts. Get rid of them. That's why you're all confused. Don't know which way to go. Don't know which way direction to go in. Don't know how to make a decision. Those thoughts in your mind is keeping you from making the right decision. Those thoughts in your mind is keeping you from hearing from God. You're saying, God, I want to answer. God, I want to hear from you. You got that unforgiving thought, despiteful thoughts, holding grudges. That's why you can't hear from God. If you want to develop your prayer powers and get your prayers answered, you must pray the prayer of forgiveness often, often, on a daily basis. You know, thoughts pop into our mind, and you got to say, forgive me, Lord, often, on a daily basis. Pray the prayer of forgiveness. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. My God, what a powerful, powerful prayer. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Forgiveness can dissolve whatever stands between you and your good as it cleanses. Thank you, Jesus. You want a good cleansing today, my sisters and my brothers? Forgive. Learn how to forgive. Forgiveness can dissolve whatever stands between you and your good as it cleanses, watch out, your mind, body, and relationships, opening the way for your dreams to come true. Get this morning. Cleanses your mind, body, and relationships, opening the way for your dreams to come true. You can solve more problems through prayers of forgiveness than in any other way. I pray that you got this morning. You can solve more problems through prayers of forgiveness than in any other way. And I'm going to give you a little nugget. You probably wouldn't even need to go to that therapist if you learn how to forgive. He suffered, died, and bled on the cross for your sins and for my sins. He who knew no sin, who fed the 5,000, gave sight to the blind man, raised Lazarus from the dead, the woman that touched the hem of his garment, he healed her. My God, she had an issue of blood 40 young years, and maybe more. Forgiveness, my sisters and my brothers. He didn't bring up their past. Forgiveness, my sisters and my brothers. Forgiveness. You can solve more problems through prayers of forgiveness than in any other way. Health problems. That blood pressure will go down. The pressure in your eyes will go down. Those headaches will melt away. That blood pressure that keeps going up and up and up because you're getting angry. Forgiveness. That cancer that's eating up your body. God will heal it. Yes, he will. God will heal it. My God, my God, my God. Forgiveness can heal you. Give you that health that you so desire. And as you say, by his stripes I am healed. Because I have forgiven. I have forgiven. Financial situations that you're going through. Yes, yeah, forgiveness. It can help solve that too. Financial problems that you're going through. And human relation problems all quickly respond to forgiveness. Trust God. He knew what he was talking about when he said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. My God, unforgiveness can affect every area in your life. Unforgiveness, walking around mad and angry and upset. Have not forgiven someone for what something happened 20, 30, 40, 50 years. And you want to be blessed? Forgiveness, my sisters and my brothers. The Holy Spirit is speaking this morning. When there is a problem of any kind, there is a need for forgiveness. But you don't know what they did to me. You know how they hurt me. They murdered my loved one. They raped me. They sexually molested me. They stole my money. They broke into my home. They beat me to pulp. They broke up my car window. They even stole my car. The word of God says forgiveness. Not Apostle Stewart. Don't get angry with me. The word of God says, not me. The word of God says forgiveness. When persons praying or speaking prayers of forgiveness for a situation can dissolve the emotional blocks need to be dissolved right now and cleared up the problem, regardless of what others are saying or doing. We always get concerned about what other people are saying or what they're doing. You need to focus on our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and think about his goodness and how good he's been to you, even in the midst of your trials and your tribulations, even in the midst of your unforgiving, nasty, evil spirit. My God, my God, my God. He has forgiven you, so who are you not to forgive someone? We serve a mighty God, and I thank him for forgiving me. And you need to do the same thing, too. Repent of your sins. He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. That's the word of God. Mother may not forgive you. Sister may not forgive you. Brother may not forgive you. Teacher may not forgive you. My God, I believe that Steve Harvey forgave that teacher when that teacher confronted him in elementary school and saw his drawing and what he wrote when he said that he's going to be on TV one day. And the teacher lashed at him and said, "You stutter when you talk. You'll never be on TV. Why did you write this in the front of the class?" This teacher did that to Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey said he sent her a television, new one, every year. I believe that he forgave that teacher. And look at him now. Sometimes we can't listen to others, especially ungodly, unworldly people making negative statements about us. Positive criticism is good. But when you're trying to bring someone down, trying to destroy someone's character, trying to break somebody, that's not of God. That is not of God. Pray for them and forgive. And I believe that Steve Harvey forgave that teacher. Glory, hallelujah. Look at him now. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. One person speaking prayers of forgiveness for a situation can dissolve the emotional blocks and clear up the problem, regardless of what others are saying or doing. Regardless of what that teacher said about Steve Harvey, that he would never be on TV. Isn't he on TV? Almost every day? 2 and 3 times a day? How many shows does he have now? Forgive them, regardless of what they say or do. God is in charge of your life. God has a plan for your life, not them. Promotion comes neither from man. Promotion comes from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Promotion comes from God. God promotes you. Thank you, Jesus, for the promotions. God promotes you. When God promotes you, can't nobody stop it. Can't nobody interfere. When God wants to promote you, he will promote you. can't, no devil from hell keep you from getting the promotion that God has for you. And stop thinking that away. Sometimes God don't allow certain things to happen because he sees. He sees what's going to happen in the future. So he don't allow certain things to happen. Man didn't stop that promotion. I want you to hear it this morning. God already saw it was going to happen in the future, so he did not allow that promotion to happen that you wanted, that you begged for, that you cried for. God already saw what's going to happen in the future. He did not allow that to happen. So forgive that individual that you think blocked that promotion. We got to learn how to see with the spiritual eye and worship God in spirit and in truth and say, God, if you wanted me to have that, it would have happened. Thank you, Jesus. God, if you wanted me to have that, I would have gotten it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Are you still trusting God? That is the potency of forgiveness, which simply means to give up. Give up. As I said yesterday, let it go. Release it. You won't have those stomach aches, feeling all tied up in knots, aches and pains, constantly, crying, beating yourself up. God has a plan for your life. Said, okay, God, you didn't want me to have that. I understand. I don't understand, but I do understand that God didn't want me to have it. Not man. Man can't interfere with your blessings. They can try to stop them. You sit and be still and wait on the Lord. Be still and know that I'm God. Glory, hallelujah. God is speaking this morning. Unforgiveness. Unforgiveness. You can solve more problems through prayers of forgiveness than any other way. Your health problems, financial problems, human relation problems, all quickly respond to forgiveness. But keep in mind, you are not a doormat. Do not allow anyone to abuse you physically, verbally, emotionally, neglecting you. Do not allow anyone to abuse you. Let that person go. Release yourself from that person, that place, that situation. But you can forgive. You won't forget. I've heard people say forgive and forget. You're not going to forget, but you're going to forgive. And Jesus Christ will wipe your slate clean. You'll feel so much better, my sisters and my brothers. Believe me. They'll say, look at all I've done to her. Look at all I did to him. And they're still smiling. They're still happy. They're still joyful. Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. This joy that he's given to you, the world can't take it away. Don't place your joy in the hands of the evil one. This joy that you have, the world can give it to you, and the world can't take it away. Put that in your spirit. I'm happy in Jesus Christ. I'm happy because I got King Jesus in my life. I'm happy because I can cry out, Abba, Father. I'm happy because my Father is rich in houses and land. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. I'm happy because I'm saved. I'm born again. I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. I'm happy because I repent of my sins. And the Word of God said he's faithful and just to forgive me of my sins. That's why I'm happy today. And I can sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. His eyes on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Thank you, Jesus. When I have problems on any level of life, health, financial, or human relations, I give myself a universal forgiveness of treatment. A universal forgiveness treatment. I speak the word of universal forgiveness for the situation, declaring that everything and everybody connected subconsciously joins me in forgiving whatever needs to be forgiven. Let me say that to you again. I give myself a universal forgiveness treatment. I speak the words of universal forgiveness for the situation, declaring that everything and everybody connected subconsciously joins me in forgiving whatever needs to be forgiven, thus dissolving the attitude, dissolving the invisible cause of the problem. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. You've said that. So you can forgive. Yes, you can. Are you saying I can't? I can't do that. Yes, you can. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. You've said that scripture. That's the word of God. So you can forgive if you want to. Some of you want to hold on to that and walk around feeling miserable, mad and angry and upset with everyone else, lashing out at other people. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. My sisters and my brothers, powerful prayer of forgiving others, yourself, of that situation. Christ in this situation is its forgiving power. I want you to repeat that after me this morning. Christ in this situation is its forgiving power. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can forgive. I'm willing to forgive. I want to give. I want to forgive. I want to. I will. I can. And I am forgiving right now others who have hurt me, have harmed me. That situation, that problem where I thought I was right and I was wrong. Forgive me, Father. Forgive me, Father. Repeat this. The Christ in me forgives the Christ in you. The Christ in me forgives the Christ in you. Yes, we got Christians walking around angry and mad and upset with others. Now, I'm not even talking about the world. But we got Christians that are mad, going from church to church, mad and angry and upset. I heard someone say, if you find a perfect church, don't you go in it because you might mess it up. Repeat this with me this morning. The Christ in me forgives the Christ in you. The Christ in you forgives the Christ in me. Wow. Repeat this. We are all forgiven and governed by the divinity within us. Let's say it again. We are all forgiven and governed by the divinity within us. And the perfect results now manifest forever. Christ, we have forgiven others of what they have done to us. And Father God, right now, we pray that you'll forgive us for carrying those grudges years and years and years and years. Forgive me, Father. I repent of my sins, my ways, my actions, my thoughts. Forgive me right now. And as I forgive others, and as you said on the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. My brothers and my sisters, pray the prayer of forgiving. And yes, you can. I want you to know that forgiveness heals, prospers, and harmonizes. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that on Monday. Forgiveness heals, prospers, and harmonizes. Father, forgive me. Father, forgive them. they know not what they do. Praise God, God, praise God. You prayed a powerful prayer this morning. If you prayed that prayer and asked that God would forgive you and forgive them, forgive others, release it and let it go. Cleansing took place in your mind, your body, your spirit, and soul. You won't need an enema. You won't need a laxative. The Spirit of God has cleansed your mind, your body, your spirit, and your soul. Thank you. Glory be to God. This is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart, with you this morning. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021. Send me your prayer requests, your praise reports. Request your prayer rug if you have not. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Forgiveness is the key. My God, yes, you can. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Watch God move on your behalf. Watch changes take place in your life like never before. I decree and declare a spirit of forgiveness upon God's people on this day. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Forgiveness is the key. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. I want to hear from you today, your prayer requests, your praise reports. If you'd like to have a copy of this particular CD, write to me, amen, P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. I want to hear from you. God bless you real good. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do.